We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, let's head to Missouri with our story, shall we?
Missouri.
Well, the cops, they catch a suspect, and he gave away his hiding spot. So what went down? Here's the backstory. The Sheriff's Department in Clay County, Missouri, they were hunting a suspect yesterday who had a felony warrant for drug possession. And they found him because he gave away his hiding spot by loudly passing gas.
Wow.
That's the best.
Oopsie. You pooped.
Dang. Do we have we don't have any kind of audio of that, do we?
Let me see.
Could you imagine if that had been on live PD?
I didn't see a video.
Dan Abrams would have just lost his crap. Even Tom Morris would have showed some kind of facial emotion.
Yeah.
And he doesn't at all. That guy's an android.
Well, that Styx.
Styx is great. He looks like skinny Bill Clinton. He's great.
We got something.
Like Styx.
Yes. What do we have?
I'm out. Come out wherever you are. Is that you?
Get out the ground! I didn't know it was a bit.
Come on.
It's going to be like a news clip or something. I can't even place the movie that's from.
Mm.
It sounded like Andy Griffith at the beginning.
So, you know, it's important for me to tell you how large the fart was, but I cannot. I don't know if it was little poot, fat boy, or was it just like big old fart.
Paige, when you worked for, when you're in California and worked for Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
What was the term? Was it flatulence or passing gas? Or how would they? What was the news way that they would tell you to?
Flatulence. Yeah. So
what is?
But
what
I worked on a business show. Unfortunately, I never.
Well,
had
it probably
a
never came up.
No.
But like, who's? Why is it that the news and you know certain magazines and stuff they'll use the word like flatulated or flatulence or maybe even passed gas. But everybody gets all weirded out by publicly using the term fart.
But fart is so great, though.
Yes.
Funny and they could be dangerous.
My point is, nowhere in America is there a home where someone says, did you flatulate?
No. My mother's never asked me that when I was a...
Sounds like someone flatulated in here.
Yes.
I'm going to start a petition where they have to say stinker surprise on the news. I want you all to sign it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was my dad's thing was always stepping on frogs. You step on frogs.
Oh, my God.
Where you stepped on frog?
Oh, boy. Somebody left their manners in the car.
My dad, we'd go to the grocery store as a family, and my daddy would go up in front of us and crop dust us and take off running up the end of the aisle and stand at the end and laugh at us. But what's daddy laughing at? And all of a sudden, whammo.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You about turned your chair over selling the fart.
Yeah, I really did.
That's not good.
Stay true to the comedy, Jim.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have any other details on the whole situation.
Situation. Nice, Paige.
Well, you know, and where he was hiding. So I can't tell you where he was hiding and the sound of the said fart.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
I love live PD, man. It's so good. It's really good. The reason I bring it up is the other day they were looking for somebody and you won't ever, this is a PSA. You won't ever get away from cops. Don't run. Just go, stop. And you're not ever going to get away from them. This guy takes off into the woods, and he was gone for like a commercial break. And I was like, somehow, some way. They get down, and it was kind of swampy, right?
Yes, it was.
Guess what? He was under the water in the swamp holding his breath. Now, how in this world with dogs do you and dogs and the you know the radar goggles that they're wearing or whatever? How do you think that you're going to be able to hold your breath long enough under this swampy area?
That was Pasco County, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. It makes sense regionally, but it was never. Don't run from cops. Yeah. Don't. Unless you just you want to go to jail longer, I guess.
Unless you are a...
You never, ever get away.
That's true.
Ever. Rarely, especially nowadays.
Ever.
Used to be easier.
Well, they're trained to find you.
Especially with the dogs, man.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, dogs will get you every time.
Every single time.
My dad got away from them once for several years.
Yeah, but that was
like the 50s or 60s.
Pre-tech, yeah, man.
And he didn't have gas. So that's
now
good.
With 5G, you won't ever get away from them. Ever.
No. Plus, you know, like you said, the dogs that'll find you in other ways. So.
Your dad was like a redneck Danny Ocean.
He was.
Hmm. He's smooth.
Do we have time for another story?
Yeah, you got a few.
All right, well, let's talk about hashtag not my Ariel. All that backlash with the Little Mermaid casting controversy. Sure. Controversy. It was according to this pushed by fake accounts. So there are reports that indicate that this backlash over the Little Mermaid seemed to have started from fake Twitter accounts.
See? We said that.
Yeah.
Of course.
We said all those controversies are always controlled or created by bots.
Yeah, originally nobody got mad, and then a bunch of people got mad because nobody got mad, but they thought some people got mad. Mm-hmm. So they got mad because they thought some other people got mad, but the first group of people didn't get mad because they didn't exist.
Can and then I you just have, say, go ahead.
Please say.
I'm just going to say little girls are not doing hashtag not my Ariel ever. They're not on Twitter. And those are the people that are going to go see this movie.
Oh,
disagree.
Grown people will go.
Well,
in
I mean,
droves.
More the people.
You're not going to see. It, well, right. It's generational. It'll be those moms dragging their kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is you have these things called mirror blogs that pick up off these trendy tweets, and then they write in kind of a PR style. A blog about the controversy on Twitter.
Yep.
And then it's mirrored across all these other URLs.
Bingo.
And suddenly that story's trending, and it's all trending off of nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's something that absolutely doesn't exist.
Wish we had bots to do that.
And the worst offender of it, as always, is Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Well, according to the reports, the original source of the backlash was, as we said, a phony Twitter account. And while it got suspended, several other accounts of dubious origin continued stoking the flame. So imagine how this woman, Halle Bailey, feels that she just was cast in this great film and blah, blah, blah. This is her day. And this happens to somebody.
Yeah, she doesn't care at all.
I think she cares a lot because, you know, people are jerks.
Well, she care because a bunch of pretend people that don't exist got mad about it, or because then millions and millions of people got mad and came to her defense about it?
Well, both. I mean, would you want to be, say, your movie, and people are just like...
My movie or Fat Boy's
anybody's movie? Anybody's movie you're in, you know, whatever you're doing, and you think that everything's going to be fine, but you don't know that there's going to be a group of people that are going to hate on you for it.
You got to know with that.
I mean, I read the text line in here, so every day of my life is that.
That's true.
How old is the kid playing Ariel?
I don't know her exact age.
She's a teenager, less than 18?
I don't know her.
Let's look her up. She's 19.
In other words, somebody said to her, hey, look.
She's not a kid.
Yeah, but like Fatboy said, it's been alluded to. Like, you have to... These people have all these different handlers and PR and all this stuff. Like, somebody said, hey... Might be a little controversy with this, just so you know. Oh, yeah. Will Smith had the whole thing, you know, and he's just blue.
He was pretty good in that. He was decent. He's not a great actor, but he was decent in the movie.
Yeah, he can. I mean, he can be decent in some stuff. It's just silly. Hey, Russians are over there getting us all riled up about nothing constantly, just laughing at how stupid we are.
Oh, you dummies.
All they do is they play us like puppets constantly with Twitter. Yeah.
But don't you think that's giving them too much?
It is.
You know, like, all right, you got... Like, how do we truly know it's the Russians?
It's always the Russians. It has been since the 80s. It's always the Russians.
Or something coming from China or...
Could be them too.
Yeah. So, we give people too much power to ruin our lives.
I heard it was Puerto Rico.
Look, I can only build one wall. I can't put walls up around the world.
I don't think we're equipped for social media. You know, it came out of nowhere. We didn't evolve to that point. Kind of like, you know, we never had proper evolutionary training to, like, drive vehicles and fly airplanes and stuff either.
It's true. Like, hieroglyphics, they slowly, and then they turned into letters and all that. But we went from sending beeper texts, spelling out boobs, to all of a sudden being able to post HD video live streaming.
Yeah, I mean,
overnight, essentially.
In the
good observation, Jim.
Oh, thank you. In the course of, like, 40 years, we went from letters and postcards only to beepers to cell phones. You know what I mean? I mean, but hell, in the 50s, a lot of people still didn't really have a home phone, especially in the rural areas around here.
Yeah. Some didn't have toilets.
Yeah.
Outhouses.
They had, I mean, my mom remembers outdoor plumbing when she was a kid. That would have been the early 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
My mom told me about her great-grandma who had an outhouse, essentially, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They had a swing on the porch if you had to pee, but if you had the number two, you had to go to the outhouse.
Oh, yeah. You swing on that, too.
You only pee when you swing out.
Oh, boy.
It'd be nice if people would stop getting worked up about things they really don't care about or have any interest in. That'd be awesome, please.
Well, we're never going to do that.
No.
We're people. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rockerbell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We're going to get back into it. It's the once-a-month Rise Guys All-Advice Show. Get in with your questions, 1-800-774-0093. Or maybe you want to jump in on some of the other conversations we had earlier. 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys, guys.
Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Made it completely tune out and leave.
And Fat Boy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3, the planet rocks.
We're all over the board today. I mean, really, it's with the once a month all advice show on the Rise Guys, take your stack of papers and throw them out the window.
Yep.
So there's a whole lot of calls and people referencing the 7 o'clock hour now. And so then what happens is people listening now at 8:30 are like, what are you talking about? And then we got to reset that whole thing and golly bomb.
Yep.
This is why you should always be familiar with our podcast and subscribe to it on iTunes and Google Play or text podcast to 72341. Now, let's bring on Anonymous. And all it says is time sensitive. Oh, man, what does that mean? Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey guys, how's it going, man?
Good. What's going on? You need advice. What's going on?
Yeah, man, I'm actually at work at the moment. I took a quick break to step out because I really need your advice on this. It's just I can't wrap my head around what's kind of happened here.
Yeah.
At work.
All right. What's going on?
Sounds
like you're in the bathroom at work right now, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. All right, guys. Sorry, I got to be kind of quiet. I can't let anybody hear me.
Yeah.
So I have a really good job, okay? I've been here for a while. This has been a while. So, yeah.
Don't say where you work, but what kind of industry?
I mean, it's not like a corporation or anything like that. It's just like a local privately owned company.
Okay. You make good money. You like it?
Yeah, man. I love it. I love it. It makes pretty good money. Yeah, I'm single. Don't have any kids. I live alone.
Oh, wow.
But so here it is. So a while back, like four months ago, our company hired a new employee, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not my boss per se. He's rather my supervisor, I guess. He's the guy that I report to, I guess.
Okay, so it's your boss. I mean, essentially, it's your boss.
Yeah,
in America or whatever, like you have many bosses. Like we have Mark Hendricks, you know, our immediate boss, and then we have the big boss, Stephen Senecroppy.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
SS. That's what we call him.
Even larger when he stands on his wallet.
Yeah. So okay. So you know, this guy 4 months ago. What's the problem?
Well, several weeks ago, this guy who is, I guess, my boss. Yes, is he kind of propositioned me for some, I guess, some sexual favors.
What in the world?
Did he kind of proposition you, or did he?
Well, okay. Let me back up a little bit. So he started off by making some really dirty jokes. You know what I mean? Which I don't mind at all. Hell, I listen to the Rise guys, so you know I'm not really easily offended. You know?
Well, thank you. We'd like to use that in a commercial down the road. Go ahead. So you're not easily offended, so the jokes didn't offend you. Okay.
Yeah. So the jokes got dirtier and dirtier. Before I knew it, he was making all out like gay sex jokes.
Right.
And I'm not anti-gay or anything. I'm pro-love. You know, I love, you know, be who you want to be. I'm not weird about that at all. Right. And I didn't want to throw like a bad vibe, like that I was anti-gay, that it offended me or anything like that. So I just kind of laughed along and went with it. You know what I mean?
All right, well, hurry. There's somebody might have to come in and do a number two. What happened?
Okay. Golly, it's just hard to. Okay, so last month, he kind of grabbed me in a weird way. You know, we were at work and he kind of came up behind me and you know he grabbed me. You know,
like he grabbed you in the junk. Like, I mean, where did he had to grab you? Grab me? He came in behind you and grabbed you where?
An embrace? Yeah. Or what?
Yeah, he kind of came in. He grabbed me kind of below the belt, and he was breathing heavily on my neck.
Okay, all right, and then
you know, and he was not joking at all. He was totally, you know, like kind of. I felt like he was testing the water. But what I mean?
What do you do? Like, you pull away, or do you? I feel like that stiff elbow would be coming his way.
It's a gay disclosure.
That's exactly
just
what
swing at him, or what'd you do? You pulled
away. No. I pulled away really quick, and I was like, whoa, man. I was like, calm down. You know, I don't play that way. Yeah. And my boss, he said, well, my body was made to play that way. So, like,
that ain't.
Like, that is not.
Sound like
funny.
You work for me.
Okay.
Man. Yeah. How am I supposed to take this? So So the weirder part, it gets weirder. Trust me, guys. So, this guy is married, right, to a really, really pretty woman, and he's got kids, the whole nine.
He's still married?
Yes, he is married now. Yes, with kids. Yes.
Okay. So I mean. Well, that's weird. I was going to say maybe he's just playing around or whatever. But, like, if you come up behind a guy, I'm trying to describe what I think is going on. Let's say he came up behind you, took his hand and put it around your waist and pulled you close and then started breathing on you?
Yes, like on the back of my neck.
And then you just turned around real quick and said, whoa, man.
Whoa, dude.
I don't play that way. And he's like, your body says otherwise.
That's exactly right, yeah.
So what's the question? I mean, did you go to HR or something? Yeah.
No. So the next morning, okay. So he approached me again, but this time he approached me to apologize, and he did admit that he is bisexual, and then he keeps it away from his wife and family, you know. So, it was a heartfelt apology. I will say that, and then he was just. You know, he admitted that, you know, that I was attractive, but what he did was very unprofessional.
Okay.
Odds are it'll happen again.
Yeah. But did he not, like, did he think, because, like you said, testing the water, so he's sharing these dirty pictures with you or saying these jokes, and then they turned into gay jokes, and then, you know, did he think that maybe you were, you know, into that?
That's what I'm thinking. And because I laughed along with it. You know, when the jokes were laughing and we kind of joked back and forth.
What happened?
That we were going to go down there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. So my advice is, like, should I tell the owner of the company VP or?
Yes. You're going to have to. I mean, it's not a big company, right?
No. We got, like, maybe 75 to 80 people working in the company.
You got to have an HR person or HR accounting.
Some kind of resources.
Some kind of resource kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, we do. But, man, I just don't want this guy to get fired, man. He's a really great guy. And he's got a really pretty wife, and he's got his family and his kids and everything.
But he's cheating on her regardless. I mean, that's the thing. Whether he's bisexual, this or that, he's cheating on her.
He's trying to cheat on her with you.
He's unprofessional is what it is. This is happening at work. I mean, it doesn't matter what he has at home. He shouldn't approach you or put his hands on you.
Yeah,
he committed a crime.
And Nine said it again, it probably will happen again. So, hell yeah, say something. I mean, go to your boss or whoever and tell him.
Go right now.
Unless you just low-key like the attention.
I mean, no, that's not it. I just feel really weird working under this situation. That's it. You know, it's just weird. I mean, the guy's a cool guy, and I don't want any bad blood between us or anything like that. Like, I don't want to expose a guy, but I just need to know what I should do.
Shouldn't want any kind of blood between you.
Don't give a crap that he might get fired. He shouldn't have done it. I mean, it's weird. And now, especially, and I'm picking my words here, now that, you know, you're working under him, this could make for a weird working environment for this great job you were boasting about. So, hell yeah, say something.
It's got to be weird now.
Of course, the only problem with that is a small company, everybody's going to know why so-and-so got fired.
They'll have an idea.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about everybody's going to find out.
Well, HR can't talk about it. So if everybody knows, then you sue. Okay?
Oh, everybody always knows everything.
All right. All right, we got to bounce.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you got to go. You flush so everybody thinks everything's okay.
Yeah, flush before you go back to work. Right. Get back to work.
Good luck with everything, you know. Anonymous.
And if you was a woman, it would be a completely different story. So it's no difference between a man or a woman in the situation.
That's the point I was making with him cheating. Like, he's like, oh, I don't want to ruin his life.
Who
well,
cares?
If it was a woman, would you know, you can't look at it that way either.
He's going to lose his job.
Is there
some
kind of possibility? Like,
well,
he feels like he should mind this. Not that he's open to it, not that he likes it, but it seems like he feels like he should be more offended by it than he actually is. That's the impression I got from the guy on the phone. He seems like he should be like really offended and really pissed about it. But in his heart, he really isn't that mad about it.
And what is he going to say? I know you're a nice guy. I know you have a hot wife, but please leave me alone.
He didn't make a point to mention that.
That is so weird.
Several times that he had a hot wife.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to bait him into harassing him in front of other people so they'll complain for him. That way he won't lose his job. That's just going to happen. And he could probably go sue and all that, but still in the short term, you don't have a job.
I'm more interested in like why he's so complimentary of the guy and, again, why he
I know.
He didn't want any bad blood with a guy that's only worked there for 4 months.
He seems to think it should be a big deal. He seems to understand that the guy was out of line, but he doesn't seem – and he seems like he should – he feels like he's supposed to be mad, but he just isn't.
Yeah.
And even if he had an ugly wife, it doesn't – give that
okay, Paige, we get it.
No, but I'm just
hook him
saying
up with one of your attractive friends.
It's bizarre behavior. I'm sorry.
Let's see if Kenny can help out on line two. Kenny, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Right here on the screen that I look at, Fatboy will sometimes put location, and for you it says just moved here. So where'd you move here from?
I moved here from Missouri, beginning of May.
Okay. What brought you here?
Well, some stuff happened back home, so, you know, I just decided it was time to pick up and leave, you know.
You're not the guy who's sexually harassing the guy that just hung up, are you? He just moved here 4 months ago, too.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So what's the question, some advice you need today?
Well, like I said, I just moved up here, and I have my old lady back home, and she's thinking about moving up here, too. So we're planning for
Paul's right there, Kenny.
That's interesting.
You moved here. You're married. You're married. You're from Missouri.
No, we're not married. We've been together for a while now. So
okay.
You know,
but you just decided to just move here.
Out here.
Well, we had talked about it. You know, I told her I was going to come up here. You know, test the waters, see how everything is. Because back home, for someone in my position, well, the position I was in, there's not a lot of work.
Okay.
You know, especially where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know.
So are you asking us, should you bring your girlfriend out here too? Or what's the question?
No, My question is, what would be the best area? Because right now I'm staying in East Gaffney, and from what I can tell, I mean, it's not the best spot. Like, the other night, there was a shooting right up the road from where I stayed.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man.
And, yeah.
Don't go to Sunnyside.
Like, back home, all it is like, everyone I know is either drug addict or in jail. You know?
South Carolina. So, I mean, beautiful places, smiling faces. Welcome to South Carolina, Kenny. I didn't realize there were separate parts of Gaffney. I've never heard anybody say East Gaffney like that.
You don't
want
to go there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're saying, when she comes out here, where do you want to set up the homestead?
Yeah, because I'm just looking for, like, you know, a suitable area, you know, somewhere that was, you know, something that I won't have to worry about, especially, you know, when it comes to raising a child, you know. Like, that's my biggest concern, because right now I have a six-year-old back home, and he lives with his mom, but his mom also lives in a horrible area. Like, I mean, it is on a back road, but, I mean, like, every other house, there's a meth lab, you know.
Let me ask you this. So, I mean, you've been waiting patiently, and I appreciate that. Is there any way you can hold through a segment? Because definitely want to get not only our advice for you, but also those listening who live here in South Carolina. Is that okay, Kenny? Can you wait?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, hold on for us. My gosh.
You just blew our cover that we don't live here, man.
It sounded like. What do you mean?
You said you talked to the people listening who live here.
Well, I said our advice and those that live here.
Now they're going to realize we moved away 2 years ago.
Well, I'm saying I don't want people in Georgia and North Carolina to call in and give advice. So we need, you know, natives.
Yeah, we do.
I just don't know the answer to that.
We'll hear from them.
Like, you know, I can't say, like, if I said Greenville, okay, that's huge.
East Side.
Or if I said downtown Greenville. Now, downtown Greenville is used as outside downtown Greenville or right outside of downtown Greenville.
He ain't balling that hard.
Downtown Greenville, hell, we ain't balling that hard.
Never.
Where should Kenny set up his home here in the upstate? 1-800-774-0093. We'll all figure it out and talk with you right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This has probably been the hardest question of the morning. Between all the stuff that we've dealt with the All Advice Show. Kenny moved here from Missouri. His girlfriend's still out there. Also is his six-year-old child who is living with his baby mama who lives on a dirt road near a bunch of meth labs.
At least the back road.
Back roads.
Yeah.
He's moved now to the upstate, temporarily living in East Gaffney, South Carolina.
Yeah, Missouri for a long time has had the most meth labs.
I had no idea.
And I don't think he's from there because he didn't say it right.
So. Well,
Missouri.
Yeah. Kenny waited patiently all morning long. Kenny, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, the question you said is you want to figure out where you're going to live before you have the girlfriend come out here, where to set up the homestead. And you asked us for the best place to tell you where to go. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the best place, just like a decent area, you know. Something better than where I'm at right now.
Okay. Now, are you tied? Are you working up there, tied to that area? I don't remember if you said or not.
I am working, but I'm also in the process of trying to find something a little better, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean.
What type of work?
I'm open. Right now, I'm a supplies runner for a roofing company.
Okay.
Okay. That's cool.
Oh man, let's take some phone calls because let's go to P1 Nurse Ratchet on line 2. Nurse Ratchet, good morning. Paging Nurse
good morning.
Ratchet, good morning. Where should Kenny move? Where should he live?
He should not live in Gaffney. So I work at the hospital. So I hear the gunshots that he hears.
Wow.
So that means I know the neighborhood that he's in, and that's an every weekend occurrence. We get gunshots. Victims every weekend, like the buddies, you know, roll up to the hospital and come running in with them.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Why doesn't that make, I mean, do they not all make the news?
There's too many people getting shot around here right now, and I don't think they all can make the news.
Yeah, but if it happens at Walmart, holy moly, the breaking news.
About made the news.
Oh, it did. So you can hear there, Nurse Ratchet, you can hear the gunshots inside the hospital.
From the parking lot, not from inside.
Oh,
but
yeah,
from the parking lot.
God. So I guess that's
I didn't know
breaks over.
Works, they have a gang problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where should he live? You say not Gaffney, not that area. Where should Kenny move?
Probably Simpsonville, Malden, Greer, like 101 area. He could be in Gaffney in like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that would be a decent commute.
Okay. Can Kenny hear what
he's on.
Kenny, have you looked out that area?
Have I looked at that area?
Yes.
I have, but I mean, as it stands right now, it's a little out of my price range. You know, I mean, everything up here is cheaper than it is in Missouri, but at the same time, you know, it's still a little bit out of budget.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get shot, though, so we got to get some priorities straight here. Nurse Ratchet, thank you, and thank you for the service you do at the hospital. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. I was a candy striper as a small child.
Man. Sure you were. If you find another job, maybe moving further from Gaffney wouldn't be a bad thing. Like, there's some deals to be had on housing around here.
Yeah.
Like, you get into southern Greenville County, it ain't that rough, and it's cheap.
Plus, you won't feel so isolated when you get out of Gaffney. Yeah. That's why you're up there.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I'm not just going to pitch TR because I live there, but like Slater Marietta, it's far away enough from everything, but close enough to everything, too.
If you can't afford Malden, you can't afford that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Kenny, don't listen to anything I said. Kenny, let's talk to Emery. Emery's got some advice for you. What's up, Emery?
Hey there, how you doing?
Whoa, girl. Now that's interesting. I like that. I was totally expecting a guy, but I like that. Good morning, hey. Emery.
Good morning. So, I've lived all over upstate South Carolina.
Thank you.
And what I recommend to start a family is definitely Campobello, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Campobello.
It is. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is the best place. You get the nicest people. I mean, you do have a few meth labs. That's just one thing you'll have to worry about.
That's nationwide,
though. But Campobello is definitely one of the best. And, I mean, I worked in Gaffney for a while, too, when I lived in Campobello. And it's not that far of a commute. It's a beautiful commute. Yeah. It's just straight down 11.
Yeah, my buddy Brian moved to Campobello with his wife and kids. They love
it. Campobello. Don't you both understand? I know there's no A on it, but it's pronounced that way.
Campobello.
Yeah, Campobello. All right, Emery. Thank you. And again, congratulations on the name. Very nice. Our compliments to your mother.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Now, that's the thing is that...
Are the jokes about Berea jokes or the tax, are they jokes or are
you
they
can afford that.
Are they gentrifying that now?
No, it's coming back up.
Is it?
And parts of it really are.
And I've been to Mexican Times
I went
Square.
To get oysters in Greer a couple weeks back, the downtown, yeah. that downtown
yeah,
area.
Nice.
Kudos
nice.
To Greer.
Good job over there.
Looking
yeah.
real nice.
Yeah. But
I see a meth lab next. One.
The thing about this is a difficult conversation because, like, the nice areas, like, you know, TR, Marietta, Simpsonville, Greer, all expensive. Easley's gotten a lot more expensive in the last 5-6 years.
Clemson.
You know? Oh, yeah. Clemson's
Clemson that, yeah. farmland used to be very, very affordable. Now,
so many hot chicks running on the side of the road. I see a lot of Clemson stickers when I go home.
Yeah.
I live close to Dabo. It's beautiful.
And some of the apartments in Greenville that aren't really nice are very high.
That's what a lot of people were pointing out on Twitter and the text line. They were saying, Matt, you told him to sell his trailer and then rent a house or rent an apartment. But that's a mortgage payment, so you can't do both.
Yeah.
Kenny, did we help you out any?
More than what I already knew from like the little bit of family I have up here.
Oh, so you do have family here?
Yeah, I have my grandma, my aunt, and a couple cousins.
Oh. Okay, and do they live in Gaffney?
You have any aunts up here by chance? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, right now everybody stays in Gaffney.
Oh, so that's the magnet that brought you there. All right, so yes, I think the general message you hear is that no matter where you move, move from Gaffney.
Yeah, get out of Gaffney.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I love the beaches.
But that's a good thing about the upstate. Yeah. I mean, the upstate extends all the way from the Georgia line to the North Carolina line, and the whole expanse of that is kind of reachable if you got to go somewhere.
Yeah, but what if Florida breaks off into the ocean?
Oh, no.
Well, we'll be closer.
What were they going? What will the band Florida Georgia Line be called?
Georgia Line.
Georgia Beach.
What are they calling now?
Well, I can't say it on the radio.
They call the guy in high school.
Kenny,
Kenny, welcome to our area. Thanks for listening to our show. And let us know when the old lady moves down here, okay?
Nice.
All right, I will.
All right. Thank you, Kenny.
Say the name of your home state, right? You should learn
Missouri. Missouri. Campbella. All right. Thank you, Kenny. All right.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right. You too now.
Thanks, you don't care. Missouri's not in Mexico, Kenny. You moved out here. Missouri. You didn't move up here.
Gunshots would be the first thing I would need to hear. I'd go move in with Grandma.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, Grandma lives in East Gaffney.
Yeah.
Is there a South Gaffney?
Man, I guess I'm just more partial to this side of Spartanburg.
I didn't realize that Gaffney was the way people are describing and talking. I truly didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was like they have that good fast food place that Guy Fieri goes to all the time. Yeah. And then the peach place and the old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Couple places get some good live music like every week up there. Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, people Peaches? Thought they put mini putt in downtown cream. Spartanburg, but those are just big bullet holes.
Oh, okay.
Don't move
that
there.
Big old bullets. I think I'm most comfortable between like exit 60 and exit 14 or 11. 11 to 60. That's my range.
Yeah.
I have like a 49 mile range.
He should go up 14 up toward Blue Ridge. That's still real pretty.
Yeah, it is.
You can find him a stray animal to take home with him.
Yeah.
Build a house right there in front of the Virgin Mary statue.
Move into Campbell's Covered Bridge.
Why not?
What does it say on the inside of it?
All kind of stuff.
Yeah, you should clean it up.
Bend over and I'll show you. We're going to take a break. Top of the hour, 1-800-774-0093. Once a month, All Advice Show continues.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys Morning Show. Wait a minute. You carried a tooth? Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.